Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonna alongside Mary Walter.
That was the sound yesterday outside a hearing room where senators were discussing the GOP health care bill, the as apparently now ill-fated Graham Cassidy bill. Now to discuss that with us is A.B. Stoddard, associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. A.B., good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
So what happened yesterday? Did this protest have any effect on the way Susan Collins was going to go?
Oh, no. I think Senator Collins had, you know, she's studied this issue very closely. This is not her first rodeo, and she's very concerned about what the changes would do, not only to her own state, but to others. She was concerned about waiting for an assessment from the Congressional Budget Office, and it wasn't about protesters being upset. She's upset with the process and the policy. I think she made it clear, you know, several days in, she had, you know, consequential reservations, and then, you know, she made it official, and I don't think anyone was surprised.
Yeah. And so where does this leave the Republicans, and where does this leave health care in general?
Well, the Republicans have found this year that this law is unrepealable. They just don't want to say it in public. They say it in private. So they keep going back, trying to come up with things that they can call a repeal. Skinny repeal, Graham Cassidy is federalism, and it sounds great. But what's happened is the actual Republican Party, the lawmakers representing certain states where the Medicaid expansion, et cetera, has worked and is popular, or the voters seem to think that it's worked, combined with the Trump voters who are actually helped put them in office, older white voters in the Rust Belt, rely on a deeper safety net, really have changed the healthcare debate. And where they go from here is really challenging for Republicans who don't want to do a bipartisan fix. The bipartisan fix in Congress, the House Problem Solvers Caucus in the House, in the Senate, Senator Murray and Senator Alexander's proposals, they are not overhauls of this law. They will not make everything perfect tomorrow. They are simply a consensus means of stopping the bleeding and helping stabilize the marketplaces in a program that will need more attention along the way. But we have deadlines coming up, and it's for insurance companies to set their prices, and it really is only fair to the people that are in this that something be done as soon as possible.
The political cross currents here are amazing, as you're sort of enumerating. The idea that these states that got Medicaid expansions, all of a sudden the voters are kind of for keeping them because you get all this federal funding. And you've got the president placing pressure on the Senate to do something over and over, which is why Mitch McConnell's agenda has kind of been thrown off, because the president's picking what he wants next. And now with Mitch McConnell, you know, we haven't heard anything sort of putting a nail in the coffin on Graham Cassidy. Do you think we'll get a statement in the next day, for instance?
Well, it's interesting. Senator McConnell had indicated after the failure of skinny repeal that it was up to Senators Alexander and Murray to come up with something, that they really had no choice. And then when Senators Graham and Cassidy approached him about this, he said, "I've put a failing vote on the floor before. Thanks so much. You'll have to come up with the votes yourself, and I won't put it on the floor unless it can pass 50 Republican senators plus Vice President Pence." So I don't know if he's going to do, you know, an official funeral for this, but it's really put, you know, time and again, Senator McConnell in a corner. The White House and Trump supporters and Breitbart people like to blame Senator McConnell for the fact that I already articulated, which is that the whole debate has changed and shifted out from under the Republicans' seven-year promise. So there's nothing McConnell can do about that. But it's going to be a question of whether or not he comes out in the next, you know, couple days and says, we have to do something. Or it might politically be under the Republicans' heads if you know, we see no effort to stabilize the marketplaces. So it's not a good corner for McConnell to be in. And Vince, as you know, he's trying to move on to tax reform. But at the same time, what if the president moves to decertify the Iran deal and Congress has 60 days to spend through this fall coming up with something else? I mean, there's always something that's moving tax reform further and further into the future.
Well, my question is, why can't they do tax reform and an Iran deal at the same time?
Well, it's hard for the Republicans in Congress to walk across a room together, even in disagreement, so, as you've noticed. So it's not so simple to do everything at once. The idea of pushing off a new reconciliation instructions, which your listeners have heard about now all year, which is this narrow partisan process to allow for a Republican-only vote in the Senate, if they start pushing on health care and tax reform and all this other stuff, I always hope it works out. I'd like the Congress to do its job, but we're finding that it's increasingly difficult for them to agree on even the simplest of things. So just because they haven't by October of 2017 been able to move on tax reform and health care reform doesn't mean that it's going to get any easier with all the hurricane relief and everything else they're dealing with.
Yes.
and the Iran deal.
AB, on tax reform, you know, having been watching politics for a while, typically when the opposing side is kind of quiet, there's some suggestion that maybe they might actually come along and work with you. Do you think Democrats have any inclination for working with Trump on tax reform? They seem quiet right now.
Well, I do. I mean, I actually know that, you know, that the House Problem Solvers Caucus, which came up with this bipartisan health care deal, they have met with Secretary Mnuchin on tax reform. They're in touch with the White House. There are Democrats who want to work on tax reform, and I believe there will be Democratic senators up in those 10 Trump states as well. So I think that it's all going to depend on what we see on the other end, right? What are the principles
right.
that are revealed this week? How much does it tilt toward the wealthier earners, or does it really also help the middle class? What are the sacrificial lambs?
Yes.
And so, you know, we're going to have to wait for the details. But I know there are Democrats who'd like to be able to say that they were working on tax relief with the president.
There's a hot new debate on its way, as AB is promising you. AB, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having
me. Nice to catch up with you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.